Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Magnificent Monday. Hey, I have been planning for 2018, and so if you guys haven't heard from me that much, that's why. But things are going to get back on track during the month of December, and we are going to go into 2018 with a big bang. Okay, not literally. But there's going to be some serious thinking going on and lots of excitement on your part because you're going to be ready to go into 2018 with your brand new goals. Today, I want to talk about the fact that winning requires corresponding thoughts. I said that we were going to talk about failure throughout the month. So if you missed some of our shows this month, go back and listen to them. And before I go any further, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. There are people who want to make a big deal about everything, Thanksgiving versus not Thanksgiving. And I mean, you know what? Anytime you get the opportunity to be grateful for something, it's not about necessarily tradition. It's not even about a man-made holiday. It is about the idea of gratitude and seizing that moment to be excited about your life, excited about where you are, and just really to stay on the positive side of life. Does that mean you can't point out things that aren't going perfectly? Absolutely not. Because that's just a part of life too, the fact that things don't always go the way we plan. That's where the idea of failure comes from, because things don't go the way that we plan. So if you didn't meet your goals this year, if you had some major goals, I know I had a really huge, huge goal. And yeah, I kind of fell flat on that goal, but that's okay. I'm just going to regroup and go get back in the game. As I said on my previous show, just because I'm a goal achievement strategist, that doesn't mean I meet all of my goals 100% of the time, but I can certainly help you meet your goals. Can I help you meet your goals 100% of the time? Yeah, no, because I can't be responsible for that, but I can give you the right strategies and the right concepts that you can use such that you can take responsibility for meeting your goals 100% of the time. With that being said, let's talk a little bit about the fact that winning requires the corresponding thoughts. When you don't meet a goal or you don't achieve a goal that you set, you have to take a look at what's going on in your mind, the ideas that we think about and the pictures that we hold when it comes to achieving the goal. Sometimes we think, oh, what if I don't make it? Oh no, will I have enough time? And we put ourselves under such pressure as though it's going to be the end of the world if we don't do it. And if we don't meet that goal. And the reality of it is that's not the case. So today what I want to do is I want to talk about the fact that winning requires corresponding thoughts. In other words, how do you think like a winner? How do you think on that level so that you can actually stay away from failure and go towards winning in a big way? With everything that's going on in your life, with all of the chaos that's going on throughout the various societies, how do you stay on the mark or get back on the mark? First of all, when we talk about the fact that winning requires corresponding thoughts, this is all about addressing your, let's say, the limiting thinking. You know, thinking that there isn't enough, thinking that you're not going to be able to make it happen, thinking that you are not supposed to make it happen because it's not happening in your time frame. So when I say I didn't meet the goal within a time frame. And that doesn't make it a failure unless I completely quit or I just totally give up. But I'm not one to give up on a goal that's really worthwhile. And it just allows me to discover that, wait a minute, this goal is going to take a little bit longer than I thought. And it means that I have to condition my mind more so. The limit of our ability to demonstrate depends upon our ability to provide a mental equivalent of the thing that we desire the most. And so what does that mean? What that means is that you have to have the corresponding thoughts that matches that goal, seeing that goal is being done and staying the course, even when it looks like it's not going to happen. Sometimes, you know, that's easier said than done. The bigger the goal, I think the more you have to really stretch your mind. So how do you do that? Well, I'm going going to give you four tips that will help you do that. And if you use these great strategies, then I think it will help you to stay on the side of winning, because winning is a big deal. It does make us feel better and it allows us to reach for more. So that's what it's all about, especially going into 2018. And so it's not about chalking it up to a failure or chalking it up to the fact that you did not get it done in 2017. It's about understanding that, wait a minute, I can still get it done. And even though you still want to put a time limit on that goal and time limit on achieving it, you want to give yourself that flexibility. Understand that when you set a goal, that setting goals are about you projecting a time or saying, this is when I think that when I want to achieve this goal in this time frame. Now, your timing and God's timing, two totally different things, but it all depends on how you think. So the limit of our ability to demonstrate depends upon our ability to provide a mental equivalent of our desires. And of course, when we hear the word demonstrate, it means the ability, our ability to manifest, our ability to make something happen. And in order for you to make something happen, you have to see it as being done. So with that being said, here is the first strategy that I have for you. When it comes to the goals that you set, you want to learn to meditate daily. Meditate daily on the goal. Meditate on the universe of all the good and everything that's around you in terms of all the good things that you have within and all of the good things that have happened in your life. But most importantly, meditate daily on the goal. And then, of course, you want to meditate by clearing your mind and listening, hearing what God has to say. That indwelling spirit, which we call God, you want to hear what it has to say to you. Where is it leading you? Where is it guiding you? What is it telling you about why you didn't achieve that goal as of yet? So listen as you meditate daily, and you want to write those ideas down and those thoughts down as they come to you. The second strategy is throughout your meditation, and I kind of touched on it a little bit, is that you want to dwell on the magnitude of this vast universe that we live in. In other words, open your mind. You want to learn to open your mind. For people who always dwell on limited thoughts, it's not going to bring you what you want. So a really good practice is to dwell on the magnitude of the universe. Think about this. Go outside one night when there are lots of stars up in the sky, and just think about how many stars there are. Think about how many fish there are. Think of in the seas. Think about how many grains of sand there are on the beaches. Think about how big the ocean is. And I think I shared this. Well, I'm sure I shared this earlier this year in one of the shows, one of our podcasts. And I was talking about my own thoughts. And sometimes I take a minute and I step back. And there are two things that I do. One of the things is that I think about the ocean and how big it is when I'm on the beach or when I go to the beach. And I look out at the ocean and I think, wow, look how huge this is. Look how vast this is. So are you kidding me? This tells me how great this universe is that we live in and how many amazing things there are in this universe and how I could actually, if I stretch my mind, open my mind and dwell on the magnitude of the universe, then I would be able to recognize that there are no limitations in this life and then take the limitations off for that bigger goal to come forward, for it to manifest, for it to be demonstrated. And I'll be able to use that goal or the manifestation of the goal to benefit someone while at the same time, of course, getting a benefit myself. And so that's the second point or the second strategy that I wanted to share with you. So the first one is meditate daily. The second one is dwell on the magnitude of the universe, which is another way of saying open your mind. Whenever there's been a failure, whenever you haven't reached a goal, and this huge goal that I set this year where I fell short on the goal, I recognized when I looked back on it, I saw the points in where I kind of pulled my own self back without even thinking about it or recognizing that in that moment. So you want to really dwell on the magnitude of the universe so that you can keep your mind open. The third strategy is compel your consciousness to recognize the truth. And so what does that mean? When we tell you to compel your consciousness to recognize the truth is that you really have to work hard nowadays to tune other people out, to tune out the news, to tune out everything that's going on in society. It's not that easy, because if you turn on, go to the internet, it's there, it pops up. Unless I think if you open up in Google, you don't see it, but you go there and you see it, and Microsoft Edge, Bing. And so there it is right there, bigger than life. Here are all the things that's going on. And some of them, very few of them are pleasant. The bulk of them it's full of strife, full of chaos. And these things can make you more anxious about your life, more anxious about success. And then sometimes you can listen to even spiritual leaders when they're preaching, and they're telling you that, you know what, it isn't going to happen overnight. They don't really know that. And so you have to, and I get what they're saying. They want you to stay in faith. So if it doesn't happen overnight, that you don't give up. But the truth of the matter is, when you can compel your consciousness to recognize the truth of who you are, how you're made, and really give it no other reason, recognize nothing that goes against that, you're going to succeed, and you're going to succeed very fast. But when you start to think, wow, this is a big goal and it hasn't happened yet, and I don't know, maybe I stretched myself a little too far, maybe the goal was too big, and then every time you think about the goal, you kind of shake in your boots a little bit, and you kind of want to back down and go back. You start thinking about when the other goal that was so much easier, you start thinking about that. Now you're not compelling your consciousness to recognize the truth through reason. And what that means is, the truth through reason is that you can actually find logical reasons as to why you should go for the goal that you want, that you can actually use the truth of universal principles that exist. And we've shared that they are unbreakable, unbeatable. And so you can actually use those to convince yourself that you are supposed to have more, that you are supposed to have the thing that you want, that you are supposed to have the best life that you can possibly imagine. And so that is our third strategy. So you want to compel your consciousness to recognize the truth. A final truth when it comes to that, to recognizing the truth, the final truth in you is, or about you, is that you're amazing. You're built by design to win. You're not built to fail. You're not built to place limitations on yourself. Limitations have been taught. Think about it. When we listen to the news, or if you listen to a politician, or even if you listen to parents and guardians, money doesn't grow on trees. Oh no, there's a shortage. I remember when I was growing up in the political world, there was a gas shortage. Oh no, we don't have enough gas. So there was always some kind of shortage. And see, as long as people can keep you thinking that there is a shortage, and you know what makes them cause you to go in that direction or to tell you that, and you notice it comes from politicians quite often, and the reason why they tell you that is because it's the truth. When you're looking to another human being as the source of your supply, there's always going to be a shortage. But when you can recognize the truth about who you are, how you're made, and what's available to you in this vast universe, now there are no more shortages, because you're not looking to one human being. You're saying, okay, if this doesn't work, I'll go to this. If that doesn't work, then I'll do that, because the opportunities are limitless. Okay, they're constantly flowing your way. And that's a thought that perhaps you want to meditate on. Okay, so we got meditate daily. Then we got dwell on the magnitude of the universe, which is the same as saying open your mind. And then we have the third, which is compel the consciousness to recognize the truth about who you are and your place in this vast universe. And the fourth strategy that I have for you is think, see, and feel the activity. Okay, radiate the activity, radiate life. In other words, breathe life into your success. Breathe life into winning. Breathe life into getting the things that you want. Breathe life into going to that next level. Because when you really stop and think about it, when we talk about radiating life, you're radiating something as a human being. And we talk about this on the show often, is that all things are energy. Okay. Everything around you is a form of energy. So knowing this, then you know that you are a form of energy. So you're radiating something. If you are not getting the things that you want in your life, it doesn't mean that you should give up. You want to keep going for it. You want to keep giving it your best, but you don't give it your best in with a lack of confidence. You give it your best with confidence. Does that mean you won't need help? No, doesn't mean that at all, because you're going to need help sometimes from somebody somewhere. I don't know anybody who's done anything of any great significance without getting help from someone else. So you're going to need help. But the point that I'm making is that you want to radiate life and let the opportunities come your way and be in tune and recognize people that you meet who are there to help you. And they're not always the people who are easy to get along with, people that are, let's say, always happy-go-lucky. They're not always those people. They're not always the ones who come bearing gifts. Sometimes it's the person in your life that annoys you to the nth degree, but at the same time, they're pushing you in a direction that's causing you to grow and reach for greater successes. Discontent often allows us or causes us to stretch for more, to create the life that we really want, because we don't want to have the life or stay where we are in our lives. So think about that when it comes to you radiating life. You are radiating something. So if you don't have what you want, if you didn't achieve that big goal, and it doesn't have to be something unpleasant. I mean, the fact that I didn't achieve the goal, I mean, it's not like this the end of the world or an awful thing. I just wanted to really achieve the goal. So I'm going back to the drawing board, because I am a goal achievement strategist. So I'm going to look at my own strategies and really fine tune them. And so the thing is that it does mean that I want to pay more attention to what I'm radiating, what I'm putting out, because I came pretty close to the goal and things were opening up. So I know the possibilities that are there. So now it's all about adding more energy and more power to the direction that I've decided that I want to go in. And with that being said, you guys can take a lesson from that. And you'll hear more about that in the coming months. But in the meantime, let's get ready to set some amazing goals and be prepared to radiate and get to where it is we want to be. So when we talk about the fact that winning requires corresponding thoughts, if you didn't make it, if you didn't get to where you want it to be, is because your thoughts didn't connect to the goal, because your thoughts didn't correspond to what it is you said you wanted. And of course, it was not supported by activity. So you have to think, see, and feel that activity. And see, when you can think, see, and feel it, people think that all those are stationary kinds of acts. But you know what? When you think, see, and feel, you move, you do something. You don't just sit there. Think, seeing, and feeling means that you've bought into the idea that this is something that you're supposed to have, and you will radiate life and get to where it is you want to be. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you. And this kind of is about kind of failure in a sense, but it's letting you know that you want to shift your thoughts to correspond with the winning side of life, even when it looks like it isn't going to happen. Because I can tell you, the goal that I set, I came close. And that tells me to go back to the drawing board. And this time I'm going to go probably beyond what I set, because now I'm putting more energy behind it. But where am I going with this? I'm saying to you is that get your thoughts to correspond with the thing that you said that you want. Don't back down from it, even if it doesn't look like it's happening. You know, keep your focus, because you're going to see the needle move and you're going to see yourself moving forward toward that goal. And you're going to see some glimpses of success in that area. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys today on Designing Your Life Today. I just want to remind you that because I am kind of regrouping, and I have to tell you, I'm excited about what I'm putting together, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. But because I am doing that, our shows will be a little hit and miss this month, as they have been. But December 1st, we will be back on track and going full force, because we've got to go into the year 2018 with a bang and really making it happen in a big way. So we're not going to wait for 2018 to get here, right? So start setting those goals, so that as I start to share information with you, I'm going to share a couple more things with you about having that limitless way of being, so that you don't have to deal with failure. And I'm going to share something with you about gratitude before we wrap everything up and kind of go into December and make some really great things happen. You're going to get some great information that will help you go into 2018 very strong. Hey, enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.